Thank you, Madam President. My delegation wishes to congratulate you on the assumption of your role as the President of the Conference on Disarmament, and we assure you of South Africa's support during your tenure. We equally commend the delegation of Ethiopia for their stewardship during their presidency. Madam President, nuclear risks have grown exponentially during the last decade. It is for this reason that we should all remain vigilant of the risks inherent in the continued existence of nuclear weapons, as well as those posed by nuclear terrorism, the illicit nuclear network, and criminal acts aimed at using nuclear or other radioactive materials for malicious acts. South Africa remains committed to maintaining effective nuclear security of all nuclear material consistent with international obligations, and to cooperate with other states to raise nuclear security levels internationally. While the single multilateral body has been deadlocked in its program of action for many years, it is important to note Africa's interest in its participation and its willingness to pursue representation. It is rather unfortunate that the CD has not been able to resolve the question of observers, thus leaving other African countries outside of these important engagements. Madam President, South Africa is well known as the first and only country to have voluntarily dismantled its own nuclear weapons programs towards the end of the apartheid regime. It belongs to and has played an important role in promoting the African nuclear weapons-free zone. Our commitment to nuclear disarmament has been clearly expressed within this body, as well as in many multilateral fora. The NPT remains a cornerstone of the global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation architecture and the framework for international cooperation in sharing the benefits of the peaceful use of nuclear energy, science and technology. The key to the future, strength, credibility and vitality of the NPT rests on the fundamental bargain across its mutually reinforcing three pillars, which must be recognized and upheld. We remain deeply concerned that disarmament measures continue to be insufficient. We reiterate the Neogenic Coalition's position for the implementation of concrete, transparent, mutually reinforcing, verifiable, and irreversible nuclear disarmament measures. We also call for the urgent fulfillment of obligations and commitments within the framework of the NPT, which remain valid until implemented. Madam President, Article 6 of the NPT is continually undermined by the weapon modernization programs, policy pronouncements on stockpile increases, and a continued reliance on nuclear weapons in security doctrines. An especially growing concern is the increase in the number of states that emphasize the value of nuclear deterrence and place greater reliance on nuclear weapons in their military and security doctrines. Their call for disarmament while under extended nuclear security guarantees needs to be assessed, especially as the inclusion of nuclear weapons in security doctrines mean they have a vested interest in the indefinite possession of nuclear weapons. Madam President, with regards to risk reduction efforts, my delegation believes that total elimination of nuclear weapons is the only guarantee against their use or threat of use. Without the direct link to the ultimate goal of a nuclear weapon-free world, strategic and nuclear risk reduction measures only contribute to the illusion that we can live with nuclear weapons indefinitely. As long as nuclear weapons continue to exist, they will always pose an unacceptable risk to humanity. As such, my delegation views this debate on risk reduction to have great potential to make retaining nuclear weapons more palatable by reducing the risk of keeping, maintaining, and modernizing them. It also reinforces qualifications on security assurances to non-nuclear weapon states in the context of nuclear weapon-free zones. South Africa maintains the view that nuclear weapons and security policies grounded in nuclear deterrence cannot provide meaningful stability or predictability and potentially risk encouraging proliferation. The continued existence of nuclear weapons further aggravates tensions in the international security environment and represents a grave threat to humanity. Stabilization efforts are not sufficient on their own without each of the other nuclear weapon states taking tangible steps towards diminishing the salience of nuclear weapons in their strategic doctrines, leading to the elimination of their nuclear arsenal. In this regard, we support the provision of a legally binding instrument on negative security assurances. South Africa will continue to defend nuclear taboo that has been eroded by more and more states becoming part of extended nuclear security guarantees and binding to the deterrence doctrines. We therefore call on all states that rely on the utility of these inhumane and devastating weapons for their security interests to take urgent and clear steps towards the total elimination of all nuclear weapons. I thank you.